following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
Holiday, oh, holiday, and the best one of the year. What can make the holidays even happier? How about the jingle jangle of a new set of keys from Honda? For a limited time during Happy Honda Days, well-qualified buyers can get the gift of 0.9% APR on select new Accord and Civic models. Come in today or go to shophonda.com to build and price your ultimate holiday gift. Now, during Happy Honda Days.
See dealer for financing details.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
Tips are off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
And a snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes a tackler. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
Third down. Cross to the middle.
T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is getting its way. The kick is good. Oh! He bangs it in there. 57 yards out of a school record to put the Huskers in front. 33-31. Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets the snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted it. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. And Dominican Sue's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Dominican Sue?
The stadium is blowing up.
Good morning, everyone, from Arlington, Texas, out of the 2010 Big 12 football championship game between Nebraska and Oklahoma. It is the Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. And glad to have you along with us for our two-hour show here on this Thursday with a lot of great guests coming your way, including Joe Brockmeyer, the Aurora native. Interesting story. He's been on the baseball. He's been on the football team. And then kind of out of nowhere, He gets into the ball game on senior day for his first action, makes a few catches, helps the team out early to kind of get them going. And when Cody Green is running the offense, we are looking at, if you're a Nebraska fan, to get things going and not three and out and not punt and have a 3-0 first quarter and a 10-7 halftime. And Joe helped do that. We'll hear from Joe on the show today. Also, Mike Babcock from Huskers Illustrated is going to join us on the program today, talk about the game, but more to kind of get his thoughts. He's covered the Huskers, I believe, longer than anybody else that is in that press box at the University of Nebraska on game day. And so we'll talk with Mike. He is a Nebraska football historian, and we'll get his thoughts on the Nebraska-Oklahoma series, the Big 12 coming to an end. I think we already kind of know how that will go. We'll also talk with Barry Trammell, who, when it comes to Oklahoma sports, kind of like Mike Babcock, he has been covering them forever. He's with the Oklahoman. And also, of course, it's Thursday. Joe DeMeo will join us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. For most folks, it's either the last week or next to the last week of the regular season in fantasy football, and you want to get set for the playoffs. Joe's going to let you know who to pick up, who's got some of those easier schedules that might get you more points. So if you've got a question for Joe, be sure to fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But Daddy, obviously, breaking news here this morning. Not just in Arlington, not just in Texas, but all over the world.
I bet you're talking about the World Cup being announced in 2032.
Oh, man. I mean, I'll tell you what. There are people here that, you know, you get – I still consider us small-town boys who are not well-traveled around the world, although have traveled and you much more than I have because, well, that's the way you are, because you are a traveling man. Which you come down and you're sitting there having breakfast, and you get to Dallas. You're in a nice hotel here at the Hilton Arlington, and it's not just like walking in to a breakfast place anywhere in Nebraska where, yeah, I've lived here my whole life. Yeah, you hear all kinds of dialects, all kinds of different countries, all different parts of not just the state but the world, and they're all watching the TV to see where the 2018 and 2022 World Cup is going to be. And really,
and you're not making this up. There was some excitement.
Oh, yeah, there was. I'm not making this up at all. There was some excitement, and then they announced that Russia will host in 2018 and Qatar will host in 2022, and a lot of people will just have to look up to see where Qatar is. But the United States was thought to have the best chance to win that World Cup in 2022. Are you kidding me? They don't even announce the Olympics this far out, which requires massive construction and massive undertaking. What in the world are they announcing a event like this 12 years out? You know how much can change between now and 2022? I don't care what the sport is. I just thought that was a little insane. Why would you award two worldwide events on the same day, 12 years down the road?
Yeah, you have no idea, you know, especially the political landscape when you look at overseas and the terror threats going on. You get North Korea shooting missiles at South Korea. You got so much instability there, and then all of a sudden, yep, we're pretty sure in 2022 this is exactly where it's going to be and this is how it's going to be run. But with Dan Beebe, the chairman of this committee also, you just never know.
That's exactly where I was going to go. You're right there. Doug and Daddy Show, folks, just like we're with you every day. Phone lines are open. If you want to give us a call, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The Dent Popper inbox, home of the armor lining. It's not 80 degrees like you would think it would be in Texas. It's in the 50s. And so if you're coming down today, I'm just telling you, even here in Texas, they want to get their vehicles looking the best. So before it gets snow flying everywhere, talk to the gang at the Dent Popper. Get your vehicle popped out. If you got some hail damage, if you had, maybe you were hauling the leaves and the branches away, you scratched up a little bit, they're going to take care of it for you at the Dent Popper. And again, the email address, Doug and, spell out the word and. If your name's Dan Beebe, that's A-N-D, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, you started off the show by talking about Joe Brockmeyer, and I think you go back 10 days ago, and you could have got some wonderful odds that his picture would not be in the Dallas Morning News leading up to the Big 12 championship. Well, you would have lost that bet. His picture, Joe Brockmeyer, actual picture.
Bob Stoops and Joe Brockmeyer.
side by side. And this is a true story, Central Nebraska. You can check it out at Dallas Morning News. As I open up, Chuck Carlton on the front page of this paper, on the very front page of this paper, he's on. Joe Brockmeyer is on page 3C. Bob Stoops, Joe Brockmeyer. pictures right at the bottom of the page, of course, right above that Chuck Carlton. The headline is Huskers' messy divorce nears end. Huskers field isolated as Big 12 exit nears. And then, of course, it's got Bo Pelini badgering Greg Burks in the Texas A&M game with one of those great looks on his face that everybody around Nebraska loves. And then right next to that, Big 12 commissioner B.B. Fields' email fury of Big Red. And
there's really nothing new in these articles that we haven't been hashing over throughout the state of Nebraska, not just on this show, but in papers, on television, on radio, in coffee shops all across Nebraska the last 2 weeks.
Now, unless you get over here, and I don't know how, maybe it's all over Nebraska newspapers, and maybe the Lincoln Journal-Star's got this, and the Omaha World-Herald has this, but Dean Blevins, the former quarterback at Oklahoma, is actually came out and said that Taylor Martinez will miss Saturday's Big 12 title game. He wouldn't play, and he would be ineffective if he tried. And that is from Dean Blevins, sports director at KWTV Channel 9 in Oklahoma City. Now, I think that that would have been all over Nebraska before Dean Blevins would have got his hands on it, but that is the report in the Dallas Morning News. So,
well, there you go. That's what's going on, and we will find out as we get closer to game time. The Huskers did go through their practice preparations yesterday. They will do so again today and then get ready to move on out. There are all kinds of sporting stories, and most of it's going to be Big 12 football. The high school boys basketball rankings out today. We told you about the girls rankings yesterday. We do have high school basketball going on tonight, so let's let you know about that. Hastings High will open their season at home tonight against Seward. You'll hear it on 1230 AM KHAS, and Kearney Catholic opens their season tonight at Sandy Creek, and you'll be able to hear those games on Classic Hits 98.9. Girls tip at 6, the boys at 7:45 in both instances, and that girls game, what a dandy in the Class C1 rankings. Sandy Creek is ranked number 1 in one paper. They won C2 last year, number 4 in the other. Kearney Catholic is ranked as high as 3rd, and we've got some area boys teams that are ranked number 1. In fact, we've got quite a few area boys teams that are ranked number 1. Talk about that in a minute. The Hastings men's soccer team crush Holy Names yesterday, 5-0. They are into the national semifinals, and the Hastings women will get going here at the bottom of the hour. They were weathered out, rained out yesterday, so their quarterfinal match is coming up. The Nebraska men's basketball team, a winner last night. Hastings men won. The Hastings women lost to Midland, and so there's just a lot of things going on here besides the Big 12 championship game, but obviously the Big 12 championship game and our coverage from Dallas brought to you by the great folks at Big O Tire. You may not know it, but Big O Tires is the largest chain of independent tire stores in America, with almost 600 locations across the U.S. and Canada, and their warranties are honored at all locations. Since 1962, Big O Tires have been offering high-quality products and outstanding service for almost 50 years. The stores are locally owned and operated and are deeply committed to earning and keeping your business. Someone will be right for you at Big O Tires, Kearney, and two locations in Grand Island.
Big O Tires. I have been waiting to do that for a while. There is one quote, Doug, in the Dallas Morning News that Chuck Carlton got that I think Nebraska fans out there would find interesting, and it was from Dan Beebe, and here's a quote. Nobody likes to get this volume of harassing types of messages. I hope and pray for a great game, and I'm happy to hand the trophy to whomever. I don't want anything that would take away from the student-athletes of either team. But the Nebraska administration, I hope, no, it doesn't say that. He just said he doesn't hope to take anything away from the student-athletes, and that's where he leaves it at. And I don't think we've heard that quote before, him actually addressing presenting the trophy maybe to Nebraska at the end of this great contest.
888-455-ESPN. The emails are rolling in a little bit here. Let's go to Tom in Hastings. He says, hey, Big Daddy, I was curious, while you're down in Dallas, are you going to meet Jerry Jones, drink some beers, eat some wings, and get your Cowboys straightened out, or have you just flat out given up? Tom in Hastings.
You know, Cowboys may be getting the Peyton Manning at the right time. I will not be seeing Jerry to the best of my knowledge. Steven is available, his son. We're going to do lunch, late lunch tomorrow after the show, so we'll see where that takes us.
And you don't want to probably have the beer and the wings at the stadium, because that will probably cost you $214.
Yes, especially if you're in the Jones' suite.
Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting ready for the Big 12 championship game coming up on Saturday, 7 o'clock. We will be doing shows today, tomorrow, and of course we'll be doing shows coming your way on Saturday. Special noon to 2-ish edition as we get you up to the network coverage. coverage in the Husker Sports Network. All that, 5 hours of pregame and the game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And, of course, tonight and tomorrow you can hear volleyball on the Breeze as the NCAA tournament gets underway for the University of Nebraska, taking on Sacred Heart tonight. I get the feeling like this would be like UNK playing in the Division I volleyball tournament. They're going through this for the first time, getting out all their releases, and they're late, and they're trying to just do what they're supposed to do.
You know what? It's still the tournament. Nebraska, you know, Coach Cook saying, yeah, they'll match their intensity because they're going to come out and play you hard. I think that's one thing. Those kids are so excited to be on the national stage and to see their score come across the ticker on ESPN. I think that's exciting for anybody, and they'll certainly come out fired up. Now, when they get beat the first set 25-11, then they'll probably end some of that excitement, and they'll go peacefully on their way home.
There are some times when Nebraska has definitely been pushed in the opening round, maybe more than in the second match, because of that very reason. You're playing a team that is, it's a 16 seed in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. If Nebraska is the number 2 national seed, then Sacred Heart is the 63rd team on that line, and that is what you're looking at here in the NCAA volleyball tournament. So just to put it in perspective, Nebraska, I think it was American a couple of years ago, I think there was one of those teams that actually took a set from the Huskers in an opening round matchup, but Nebraska ended up rolling on. And if you didn't know, Nebraska, they talked about how tough the region was. Coach Cook talked about, they asked him about it. He says, well, I don't want to give you an R-rated version, but that's about what it's like. 7 of the top 16 teams are in this. There's 4 regions in this region. So 7 of the top 16 teams in the country. It was like UNK going to their Division II region. It's just kind of unbelievable.
I was just going to say, they let the Division II committee do the bracketing in Division I. It is quite amazing. Should not be that way. But you got to beat them sometime when you get to this point anyway. So it's just that time.
Doug and Danny Show on ESPN Radio. Glad you're along with us. A lot more coming up. Get your emails and such in for Joe DeMail. They're starting to flow in. But when we come back, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, a Nebraska football historian, Nebraska sports historian, is going to join us here on the Doug and Danny Show later. Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman and Joe Brockmeyer, Husker wide receiver out of Aurora. Plus, as we said, Joe DeMail, fantasyplayersedge.com. We'll take a break and be back to talk with Mike Babcock on this special edition of the Doug and Danny Show, brought to you by Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island, here from the Hilton Arlington in Dallas, Texas. It's Arlington, Texas, but we're going to refer to it as Dallas. You can see the stadium from here, folks. 2 days away from getting things going. Nebraska and Oklahoma. Mike Babcock joins us when we come back.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you by Doug Mitchell of Marcotte Insurance in the Eagles Nest Plaza, Kearney. Tri-City Storm is home Friday night to take on Waterloo. Face-off at 7:05 on Classic Hits 98.9. The Big 12 Championship is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Oklahoma and Nebraska, Saturday night at 7. The Nebraska volleyball team takes on Sacred Heart Thursday at 7 and plays in the second round Friday at 7 at the NU Coliseum. Games are on Nebraska Educational Television and the Breeze, 94.5. Hastings College women's soccer team plays in the NAIA quarters on Thursday. The Hastings men play in the national semifinals Friday. The Nebraska men's basketball team will host Creighton Sunday afternoon at 1. The Nebraska women are at Indiana Sunday morning at 11. The UNK men and women will host Western State Friday, Mesa State Saturday. The Hastings College men and women welcome in Northwestern on Saturday. Nebraska wrestling is at Northern Colorado Friday, Wyoming Saturday. UNK at Hastings at Fort Hays on Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute.
Thursday night, MVP candidate Michael Vick and the Philadelphia Eagles host the high-powered offense of the Houston Texans. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me live from the Subway broadcast booth at Lincoln Financial Field for all the action. Can the Texans get back on the winning track, or will the Eagles soar to another victory? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Thursday night on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
covering football from inside the huddle.
DT left. Y motion. It's on one-on-one.
Man!
And down in the trenches. It's unprecedented NFL coverage from the station that's talking football every day of the year.
Here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1550 AM KICS Hastings, 1460 AM KXPN Kearney.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with high temperatures around 46. Northwest winds will also stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. That will stay partly cloudy tonight with a low near 24. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
I got the magic in me.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Arlington, Texas, home of the Big 12 championship game coming up on Saturday night between the Huskers and Oklahoma. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be chatting with Mike Babcock. Huskers historian is going to join us, and of course of HuskersIllustrated.com. Writes articles. You see him in the Grand Island Independent and throughout Nebraska, and of course, you see him basically everywhere, a little Big Red wrap-up. He's been on our program from time to time, and we'll talk to Mike in just a moment. But a reminder that on this Thursday, it's the opening day of the high school winter sports season. If you don't have just everything right, then Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney will get you ready to go. See them before the games begin, carrying brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and more. With over 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts for men, women, and children, getting you ready for the Big 12 championship game. And if you love the NFL, they've got NFL hoodies 25% off and Indomicon Sioux jerseys in a variety of sizes in stock. And of course, it's December. Who wouldn't love a holiday gift from Misco's, Daddy?
Yeah, that's the real question, because you were looking forward to going to Misco, seeing Steve and the gang for all your athletic apparel needs.
You'll be better equipped for the games you play, and it's Thursday. That means they're open late till late at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Well, pleased to welcome to the show once again Mike Babcock from Huskers Illustrated, as we said, just about everywhere. And Mike, great to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's sunny and not too warm. Don't pack your shorts if you're coming to Arlington tomorrow, because it's not going to be that warm, buddy.
I won't. And hey, you know, I think the Huskers could use a Sue and a number 93 jersey on Saturday night, don't you think?
Hey, Mike, before we get into the game, because we've already noticed this morning in the Dallas Morning News, it's been going on for 2 weeks or so since the A&M game, or even maybe before. Maybe it goes all the way back to the hit in the Oklahoma State game. But to get everybody up to speed here in Dallas and Arlington, they're rehashing what's been going on with the Huskers. Chuck Carlton's written many, many articles in the show today from Dan Beebe's perspective about the game, the officiating, about the Huskers. Has anybody in the state of Nebraska been disliked as much as Dan Beebe since maybe Armin Katayan back in 85?
Well, yeah, I think that's probably a fair assessment. Husker fans have kind of put the whole Big 12 departure thing for Nebraska on Dan Beebe's shoulders. And, you know, I think that it's probably not a healthy situation, really. I mean, it's unfortunate that it's gotten to that point. I guess you would expect maybe with the change in conferences, there would be a certain amount of animosity, but I think it's a little bit over the top. And, I don't think it necessarily represents the bulk of Nebraska fans, but, there's some pretty over-the-top people that have expressed their opinions of Dan Beebe, and I think that's probably what contributed to it. And obviously the Texas A&M game, the officiating didn't help matters any, but it's probably adds a little bit of drama that you just soon maybe not have to the Big 12 championship game.
Mike, I guess you've been at it a long time. You saw good calls go for Nebraska, against Nebraska, what have you. But if you go back to this year, in your mind, when Bo Pelini comes out on Monday, I guess my stance has been since the whole deal started, Bo Pelini was accountable the next day. In your mind, does the Big 12 or anybody in the Big 12 officials' office have to be accountable at all?
Well, yeah, I think there has to be accountability on both sides. And I think that the fact that the Big 12 wasn't represented at in some manner, I didn't think that Dan Beebe necessarily needed to be in Lincoln for the after the Colorado game for the presentation of the Big 12 trophy, but I think somebody should have represented the conference office there as a matter of course. I think that was a responsibility there, and that's part of the accountability. I think that you're talking about there is that I don't know. I'm probably not a good PR person to advise somebody, but I thought maybe that there should have been some sort of a statement from the conference office. If it was just simply to say, you know, we're reviewing it and we feel like the calls were justified or whatever, just to make some sort of acknowledgement, I guess, that you'd looked into it and considered it. Now, I know that there were some comments from Dan Beebe published subsequent to the game, but I don't recall an official statement that tried to address that situation. And you know, like you said, Bo Pelini, I think, was accountable. And, you know, the day after, Harvey Perlman made a statement about Bo's actions. And so I think Nebraska tried to be accountable for the thing. I didn't see necessarily the same thing coming from the conference office.
Mike Babcock joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Big O Tires, live from Arlington, Texas, where the championship game is coming up on Saturday night, and it is Oklahoma and Nebraska. And we've been talking about this. It was big at the beginning of the year. It was one of the things we had talked about after the Texas game. You know, Nebraska fan, would you rather play Oklahoma or would you rather take on the folks from Texas and get a rematch? And it's still believed that Oklahoma, even right after that loss, people wanted to play Oklahoma. Mike, we've seen so many great games or games that mean something between these two teams. This is the way it was supposed to end, right?
Well, yeah, I think so. From my point of view, this was what I looked at going into the season. I thought, that would be a great opportunity from a Nebraska point of view, obviously, to end its involvement in the Big 12 by playing Oklahoma in a conference championship game, and you know, not only because it's Oklahoma, but I guess you, from a Nebraska point of view, you'd like to be in the Big 12 championship game. But I think it's appropriate. And again, from a Nebraska point of view, I think maybe more so even than Oklahoma, because Nebraska is the program that's leaving the conference, and B, I think that the thing that you know, we remember, as people that grew up with that series, that from a Nebraska point of view, that was it. I mean, Oklahoma-Nebraska was what we looked for. Oklahoma has always had Texas and to some extent the Bedlam series with Oklahoma State, but for Nebraska, it was Oklahoma, and that's kind of reflected the best of the Devaney and years and the Osborne years, and I think that's really one that. From a Nebraska standpoint, I think that's really when the rivalry took hold when Devaney came here.
Mike, you've covered it longer than anybody in the state. What is your first memory? What's your first game, Nebraska-Oklahoma, that you covered, and then give us the funnest win for you over Oklahoma or the worst loss for you?
Well, you know, the most memorable game for me that I covered was the first one. That was in 1978, and that was Tom Osborne's first victory against Oklahoma. And I guess, you know, having grown up in Nebraska, grown up with that series, I've always felt that, I'm not big on going on the road, but probably the place that has always been the most impressive to me going on the road during the time I worked at the newspaper was going to Norman, Oklahoma, just because of that Nebraska-Oklahoma series. The first Nebraska-Oklahoma game I saw that I remember was actually I drove from my hometown, which is York, to Lincoln to see the 1962 game on closed circuit TV at Pershing Auditorium. And, of course, that didn't end too well. Nebraska got beat fairly soundly there, had a mishandled punt and so forth. But the most memorable game for me probably is that first one that I ever covered for the newspaper. That was in 78, and that was a dramatic game. And, you know, Barry Switzer in his book, Bootlegger's Boy, said that he thought maybe the 78 team would have been his best, you know, and Nebraska won and had to play the rematch in Miami. You know, from the standpoint of frustration, you know, there have been plenty of those last-second fourth-quarter turnarounds at Oklahoma affected against Nebraska. And, that, you know, it just became that Sooner magic kind of thing. And so, from the standpoint of discouragement. I think that having to play Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl, the rematch right after the Nebraska had beaten Oklahoma in 78 was, I don't think I've ever seen Tom Osborne much lower than he was that day when he found out that they had to play him again, because, you know, beating a good team like that twice is extremely tall order, and of course Nebraska didn't do it. But, I can remember the 59 game when Nebraska ended Oklahoma's conference on beaten streak, probably listening to that one on the radio. Didn't see that one, but it's just been the sort of thing that reminds you of the glory days of the Big Eight, and there was never really that animosity. I guess that was the other thing I feel about the Oklahoma series is, for the newspaper, we'd often send writers down to Norman when the game was played there, maybe a week in advance to kind of write stories, and I did that a couple times, and I always felt like I was treated tremendously well by Oklahoma, by the Oklahoma people, and had access to players, access to coaches, very cooperative and sort of thing. So it was just kind of I always felt it was a rivalry. It was built on mutual respect, and that's probably the most significant part of that rivalry, to have that kind of intense competition, but yet maintain that level of respect that I always felt Nebraska and Oklahoma had for each other.
Mike Babcock is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Arlington, Texas, where the Big 12 championship game's going on Saturday. Daddy, a little-known fact that the man in charge of the 1978 Orange Bowl selection committee was Harold Beebe, father of Dan Beebe. And I know that's a little-known fact out there that was the case. Mike, what do you think about the matchup on Saturday night? I think everybody's kind of in limbo here because they don't know who's going to play, DeMarco Murray, Taylor Martinez. So let's just put it on the board. If both teams were fully healthy, kind of proceed from there, what you think about the game on Saturday.
Doug, if both teams were fully healthy, I think I would pick Nebraska. And I think I might pick Nebraska anyway. I mean, I picked Nebraska, a tribute to the 78 game. I picked Nebraska 17-14. But if everybody's healthy on both sides of the ball, I really think that Taylor Martinez gives Nebraska's offense that extra dimension. You know, Sean Watson always talks about, was exactly a year ago was always, and even with Joe Gans, I want a quarterback that can manage the offense, manage it. But Taylor Martinez adds to that. He does more than manage it. I mean, he ignites it with his ability to make the big plays. So if he were healthy and you were assured that he was going to play at full speed, I think I'd pick Nebraska. And as I said, I think I might pick Nebraska anyway, just because I think Nebraska has a little bit of an advantage up front on both sides of the ball, and you got to feel good about the secondary matched against Landry Jones and Ryan Broyles if you can get some pressure on Landry Jones. But obviously, DeMarco Murray is a big factor too, because I think Oklahoma has to be able to run the ball a little bit to take the pressure off of Landry Jones. So it's going to be a toss-up, I think. I mean, it's Oklahoma certainly was impressive, I thought, against Oklahoma State offensively. The way that game ended was unbelievable. But at this point, I probably, in answer to your question, if both teams were healthy, full speed, I'd pick Nebraska.
Mike, and everybody you've covered at Nebraska, have you ever been around a more eccentric, I guess is the word I'm looking at, of a person as Taylor Martinez?
Well, yeah, I would say yeah, probably I have. The thing about it that makes it a little more, there's more of a mystique to Taylor is that he's not accessible to reporters except after games, and even then sometimes he's chosen not to talk. But so most of what we know about Taylor, other than just watching him play, and when you watch him play, it's when he's healthy, it's remarkable, his acceleration. But what we know about him otherwise off the field pretty much is what other people say about him. And when a guy has the talent that he does, you know, obviously people say great things about him. So the mystique is there. But, I don't know if he's as quirky as we seem to think he is, simply because we don't have an opportunity to talk to him that much. and he is a young guy, and you know, you see how guys, you see how young men mature when they're exposed to reporters and interviews over and over and over again over the course of their careers. You know, it kind of changes. So I would guess that probably there were guys that were equally quirky, but we had a little more access at one point, and so we probably got to know him a little bit better. I don't really have a great insight into Taylor because I've never really had the opportunity to talk to him the way I had to most of the players over the course of the time that I've covered the program.
Mike Babcock with us for just another couple of minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, previewing the Big 12 championship game, talking a little bit about Nebraska-Oklahoma history. It's not just Nebraska-Oklahoma, though, Mike. No matter what happens on Saturday, that's it. The Big 12 Conference football championship and Nebraska's part in Big 12 football is over. What's the one thing that sticks out to you in this 15, 16 years that Nebraska football has been a part of the Big 12 that that will be kind of a lasting impression of Nebraska football during that time?
Well, you know, I go back to the formation of the Big 12, and this is no great insight, but I remember one of the people, it might have been Graham Spanier, it might have been Bill Byrne, I don't remember, but somebody made the statement that, you know, it's not really changing. It's the four Texas schools joining the Big 8. You know, it's not going to be it's not going to really change things, except that the conference was just going to get larger by four teams, and I felt at the time that probably wasn't an accurate statement, and as time has gone on, it obviously isn't. I mean, the conference was transformed dramatically by the addition of those four teams, and if we're talking about Nebraska-Oklahoma, that rivalry, I mean, it effectively ended when the Big 12 was formed, because you don't maintain a rivalry by playing two times every 4 years, and I think that was one of the things that had to be sacrificed for the movement to the Big 12. And I understand why it was done and why it had to be done, just as I understand why Nebraska now was compelled to leave the Big 12 and go to the Big 10. So that my lasting impression of it is that when the Texas schools came in, things were never going to be the same as they had been. I mean, it was different from going from the Big 6 to the Big 7, with the addition of Colorado, from the Big 7 to the Big 8 with the addition of Oklahoma State, was a much different change than going from the Big 8 to the Big 12, because the conference wasn't expanded, it was transformed. And that's the thing that I remember, I think, most about that time period, was that, hey, this is not the same thing as it was when it was the Big 8. It's dramatically different. Those four Texas teams changed completely the face of the conference. Changed the you know, north-south division, changed it. And so that was the thing. I guess I'm speaking from a point of being somebody that's old and has been through all this stuff, and you tend to be less accepting of change. But I saw that as a dramatic change, just as going to the Big Ten is going to be a dramatic change. I'm going to miss all the people that I've dealt with over the course of time in the Big 8 and then the Big 12. That's going to be a big adjustment for me. But, you know, for younger people, probably not so much.
Mike, you are the head guy in Nebraska as far as the Heisman voters go. Yeah, your thoughts on this Heisman race and what Cam Newton's been through lately. Well, will that factor into your vote?
Well, you know, the Cam Newton thing is obviously something to consider, but I got to approach it from the standpoint that if it doesn't get beyond rumor, if you can't substantiate anything, I think it's unfair to penalize a young man at that point. So my inclination is to not have that. That won't affect, I guess, the way I vote. But, you know, it could affect other people, their opinion. I understand that if it does. But, again, if it remains at the rumor level or unsubstantiated, I think it's unfair to Cam Newton to let that impact your decision on whether to vote for him or not.
Well, Mike, we always appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to Nebraska-Oklahoma one final time, and we'll see you when you get to Arlington. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Yeah. Take get that place ready for me, and I'll be down there tomorrow.
We got to go sweep out the corridor about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Jerry Jones said he talked to us, but we got to sweep it up to his office. So that's what we're off to, bud.
Good to have friends in high places.
Mike, take care. We'll see you.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Mike Babcock. HuskersIllustrated.com, and, of course, Nebraska football historian joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Arlington, Texas, brought to you by Big O Tires. If you're not buying your tires at Big O, you're just flat paying too much. It's a bold statement, but Big O stands behind it. Stop by Big O Tires in Kearney, one of their two stores in Grand Island, and these guys will set you up with the best deal in town, guaranteed.
Doug, I think if you go back to the mid-90s when the transition to the Big 12 was being made, I think there was a level of excitement, much like going into the Big 10. But from a historical point of view, when you look back over the 15 years, basically, when talk started and things started happening to adopt those four teams, was it almost a buzzkill when you look back at it, the Big 12 conference as a whole?
No. I remember back to that time as it being an exciting time. It was an expansion time. And I guess say what you will, this was well before we did the show. This was actually just before I moved to Kearney. So, I mean, I think I was looking at it, and obviously we were all younger, we were looking at it as adding a Texas, as changing things up. I guess the only thing was is then, of course, you broke up the divisions. We weren't playing Oklahoma every year. That was the big deal. Nebraska wouldn't play Oklahoma every year. That was the negative at the time, and of course everybody was well assured that everything wouldn't just move to Dallas and everything wouldn't just be happening in Texas, and of course that really didn't happen. Anything major has pretty much been here. Basketball has still found its home in Kansas City because of such a stronghold, but when it comes to football, I think everything, and at least the North schools feel that way, everything is in Texas. And you know what? I guess if you're in the South, you got to be thinking, well, why wouldn't everything be in Texas? We've talked about this before. How do you put anything in the North?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think from a Nebraska, and I guess, you know, I say buzzkill or downer. I guess you look back in the Nebraska-Oklahoma game, which was such a big deal when we were growing up, and Nebraska fans that are driving down here right now, and people are in that York area heading south, and I know there's convoy just heading to this game. You know, I think when we entered this conference, it was like, if you'd have said, by the year 2010, how many times will Nebraska have met Oklahoma? The over-under had to be 8 or 9. This is the second meeting between these two schools. The second meeting in the championship game, 31 out of 36 times those teams played in the Big Eight. It was for a conference title, and many of that 31 years, not only was it for the conference title, it was for a chance to win a national title. And what wonderful memories I think people have. And now I think these kids, okay, we're playing Oklahoma, and I just think. It's great for them. It's a championship opportunity for them. I'm not diminishing what it is for them. But from a fan's perspective, I just don't know that there's the fire and the emotion there once was if you go back to 15 years ago when it was every year.
We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show here from Arlington, Texas, talk a little pro football, fantasy football, because Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com is going to join us. Email us your questions. We'll love to pass them along to Joe. And don't forget, folks, getting ready here, if you're getting out to lunch and you're there in Kearney, the Loper Luncheon is today. It's the winter sports luncheon, so it's UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic. All the coaches talk for about 5 minutes and give a little preview, or, of course, in UNK's cases, what's been going on. So that's just about ready to get started. The coaches start at noon, and, of course, the meal starts here in just a few minutes at the Health and Sports Center. We'll take a break. Be back with more with the Doug and Daddy Show brought to you by Big O Tires from the Big 12 Championship in Arlington, Texas, after this.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
When men get together, they relax over a cocktail and discuss the latest news from sports to pop culture. Now ESPN and Jim Beam have teamed up to bring this to life with the Next Round, served up by Jim Beam, featuring Scoop Jackson and guests. Just as friends talk sports and news over a cocktail at the local hangout, Scoop and guests do the same. The Next Round, served up by Jim Beam. Check it out on ESPN.com. Search Jim Beam. Jim Beam, the bourbon, says 1795. Please remember to drink smart. Jim Beam, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2010, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with high temperatures around 46. Northwest winds will also stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. That will stay partly cloudy tonight with a low near 24. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 45. She's got a love like whoa. Whoa. Girl's got a love like
whoa. Second Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the Big 12 Championship in Arlington, Texas, brought to you by Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island. Make sure your vehicle is ready for safe, cold weather driving at Big O Tires. They offer oil changes, transmission service, radiator flushes. Stop by for a free brake inspection. And remember, Big O Tires is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, Saturday, 7 to 5, and yes, they work on Sundays from 9 to 4 at Big O Tires. And it is Thursday. That means Joe DeMay of FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us. I'm checking out the website. I look at who he says to start, then I look at who he says to sit, and I always cringe when one of my starting guys is on his sit-em list. But as we said, Joe, welcome to the program. It's that week where you're either in the final week of the regular season or the next to last week of the regular season, and you need to be stocking your team with guys that might get you into the playoffs and help you in the playoffs. First off, hey, good morning, and boy, I guess that's what we're looking at. Get ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, you bet. Good morning to you guys. And, you know, if you've already clinched for the playoffs, don't worry about this week. Go ahead and think about the playoff weeks and make your moves now. You know, whether you make the playoffs by one game or two games is absolutely irrelevant. So if you're already in, don't worry about winning this week. Worry about winning when the playoffs commence in a week or two.
Well, let's get right to the emails here. Mark says, Joe has St. Louis as a top defensive play this weekend. So Mark wants to know, do I play the Titans or the Rams as my defense?
Well, I mean, Tennessee's going up against Jacksonville. Jacksonville's got a pretty robust offense. Tennessee is very, very optimistic, and they do some things on defense. They get to the quarterback. With that said, anybody playing Arizona and the turnover machine that's known as Derek Anderson has to be spotted. Go with St. Louis, Mark, this week.
Joe, when somebody's looking at a sleeper, Denario Alexander from St. Louis that comes up a lot of times as Sam Bradford's deep threat, just your overall thoughts on him as a wide receiver?
Yeah, I like him. He's an interesting depth guy on your roster, and you know, it's nice to have a guy like that, especially when one of your studs is going up against maybe a Darrell Revis or someone of that stature. We like Alexander. The only issue with him is, of course, staying healthy. He seems to have a propensity for getting injured, but he's a nice guy to have on your bench.
Joe DeMayo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Thursday. If you've got a question for Joe, slap it out on the email right now, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Andrew in Kearney has the following question for Joe. He says, Joe, I need to play three of the following running backs this weekend. Who should I play? He's got five of them. He needs to play three. Brandon Jackson, Fred Jackson, Mike Goodson, Jonathan Stewart, Justin Forsett. That's a lot of two-tier running backs right there. What do you think, Joe?
I mean, in that group there, I would sit Forsett and Mike Goodson. There's no sense playing, you know, running two Carolina backs.
So you think Goodson's going to have a big drop-off this week then, Joe?
Well, I think Stewart is going to be featured more and more, and I worry more about touches than anything else. And, you know, a guy like Goodson needs to have at least 15 or 18 touches. Going against Seattle this week, you know, one of the things that Carolina will try and do is control the ball. Jonathan Stewart, you know, big back, you know, is probably better suited for this particular game. I think Stewart will get the preponderance of the touches. I think he'll get 20 to Goodson's 12, 14.
This week, Joe, Maurice Morris or Chris Ivy is the second running back for Tom.
Tom, you know, that's an interesting question. Detroit is stopping everything. The only issue I have with Ivy might be the reemergence of Pierre Thomas. So you're in a really tough spot. You can't play Morris against the Bears, so you're going to have to just suck it up and hope that Pierre Thomas is still a week away.
Joe DeMayo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, Frank Gore, top tier, first round draft pick, goes down on Monday night. Everybody rushes out to pick up Brian Westbrook, but it doesn't seem like Westbrook's rated very high on anybody's board this week. What do you do with Brian Westbrook?
Well, I mean, Westy, he's a very charismatic player. And, you know, for years we've made fantasy hay on the greatness that was Brian Westbrook in Philadelphia. This week he's going against a Green Bay defense that is fairly porous between the 20s against the run. They allow about 4.5 yards a carry, but they've only allowed 5 rushing touchdowns. So if you're in a league that gives you credit for yards gained, Brian Westbrook is a decent flex play, a stretch for RB2, but a decent flex play. If you're in touchdown-only leagues, you can't really recommend Westbrook this week. But I can see why he's a popular ad. We're late in the season, and, you know, anytime you can get a running back who looks like he's going to get a reasonable amount of touches of his stature from several years ago, it's almost worth the gamble if you're a Frank Gore owner, because Gore needs to be cut and you have an open roster spot anyway. And let me just give a quick shout out to Coach Kroll, Jeff Halloran, JD, Mark from Minden, all incredibly loyal and wonderful Doug and Daddy listeners. They come visit us every week, and it's always a joy to hear from those guys.
Joe DeMayo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live from Arlington, Texas, the home of the Big 12 Championship. Joe, when you look at Matty Ice, as people are calling him, Atlanta, has he separated and moved up in that top group of quarterbacks now?
No, not yet. He's not a top-tier guy. He's a good one. And, you know, he's only going to get better as time goes on. But I can't move him into the top tier with, Aaron Rodgers, Philip Rivers, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. I can't make that association just yet. He is now very, very firmly entrenched into the second tier. This week, he goes down to Tampa, plays against a pass defense that has been improving week to week because they're getting more pressure on the quarterback. Gerald McCoy in the middle has 3 sacks in the last 2 weeks and has provided some of that spark necessary. But he's not far. I move him slightly ahead of Flacco, same class, of course, and Sanchez. But all those young QBs are really stepping up. They all have a nice future in this league.
Joe DeMayo with us, as he is every Thursday. We've got more questions for you. This one from Steve in Kearney says, Orton, Eli Manning, or Big Ben this week? Who do you like out of those three quarterbacks?
Well, Ben's going against Baltimore, and you know, Baltimore has a real solid pass defense since Ed Reed returned. So it comes down to really Orton and Eli, and Orton's going against Kansas City. He did a number to them last time out, but Eli's got the Redskins, and the Redskins are really not that solid on pass defense. In fact, they're one of the weaker units, so ranking 21st in the National Football League. The real question then is, does Eli have enough tools? And Steve Smith's not going to be back. Hakeem Nicks not going to be back. So you'll have a Mario Manningham and three guys named Murray. So the issue is really then is not enough tools. Go ahead and play Orton, even though Eli's got the best matchup.
Scott says, my wide receivers suck, Joe. I need two or three. Marshall, Vincent Jackson, Sims Walker, Uben Manu.
Well, Vincent Jackson's not going to go to the dance. He's definitely out. Sims Walker against Tennessee, Uben Manu. You know, it's a kind of a poor man's, Jericho Cotchery, for heaven's sakes. What do you need, two or three of those?
sounds like it, Joe agrees with Scott there. Joe, Eric says, I'm starting Maurice Jones-Drew. I need one of these three. Ahmad Bradshaw, Reggie Bush, Keelan Williams.
Oh, Bradshaw. Bradshaw's going against the Redskins. The Redskins have the worst rush defense in the National Football League, allowing almost 5 yards per carry. Them and the Colts are the most generous. This is a no-brainer. Bradshaw goes crazy. He gets 100 yards and perhaps a score.
Joe, what about the injury situations? You got some top-tier guys that if they play and are healthy, you go with them, like an Adrian Peterson, like a Reggie Bush. You've also got the quarterback situation in Detroit. So what do we do with Adrian Peterson, Reggie Bush, and Sean Hill this week?
Sean Hill's not going to make it. Reggie Bush should play. I think Peterson's leaning towards playing. Certainly, you just have to have plan Bs. You have to have a concept of if Adrian Peterson, can't go for whatever reason, what is your game plan? He's a 1 o'clock start, so you'll know early. You'll know by 12 o'clock, whether he's going to be active. The real key to this game, guys, is you always have to plan for injuries before they happen. And, if you have Adrian Peterson, this would be the week to hook up Toby Gerhardt. If Peterson can't go, you're certain to have Minnesota's RB1. So when you have these kinds of situations, you got a guy like Gerhardt out there, pick him up. And you could always cut him Sunday morning at 12:05. So this is the time to make those kinds of plans.
Joe, this is a points touchdown only league. Who's your number one rated quarterback this week?
We got some good ones who are, are matched up this week. You're talking about strictly from a touchdown standpoint. Am I correct?
Yeah, just points only. Rushing touchdowns count double.
I have to like Michael Vick tonight going against Houston. Houston can't stop anybody. I think the Vick owners are in for a real treat tonight. The weather in Philadelphia is going to be cold, but no wind, no rain. So they're just going to be playing in 35-degree temperatures, but almost ideal conditions with no wind and no rain. You got to like Michael Vick on top of the heap this week. He just comes up nicely. Peyton Manning we love as well, going against a Cowboys team that I think I could beat. So those two guys really step up. But if you feed to the fire of one guy, Michael Vick.
Oh, Joe, the great information that you provide us on the show, not only to Tony and I, but for all the listeners that keep emailing and keep sending you things. I just want to point this out. Tony always gives me crap because he says I'm Chicken Little and the sky is falling. We are in this. I just want to tell you this, Joe. As you just said, you've got to back the guys up before they get injured. This touchdown only league that we're in, you cannot drop an ad. So you draft twice at the beginning of the year, and then you have a supplemental. Here's my quarterbacks, buddy. Matt Stafford, Sean Hill, Alex Smith, David Carr. And so the other one that I picked up late, Matt Moore. None of them are even going to see the field this week, are they?
No, not a single solitary one of those quarterbacks will come anywhere near the field. Hill may be back in 2 weeks. That pains me.
You ought to see the look on my – the only one that would even have a chance of seeing the field is Alex Smith, right? And that's if Troy goes down?
Yeah, that's if Troy Hill gets hit by a Jeep Cherokee on the way over to the stadium. Otherwise, There's absolutely no chance of him playing.
Well, Joe, I just wanted you to feel the pain of one Doug Duda. Joe, we will talk to you next week. Always a great time, and keep up the good work. We'll talk to you next Thursday, buddy.
You guys are fantastic. Man, have a great, good luck this week with your teams, and have an incredible week. Take it easy, guys.
Thanks, Joe. FantasyPlayersEdge.com. I know everybody out there saying, well, quit drafting such crappy quarterbacks. Well, Sean Hill and Matt Stafford have been among the top when they play for Detroit. They've been among the tops in the entire league, Tony.
Yeah, Stafford's shoulder just has not been able to hold up this year. And then you get Sean Hill in there who's doing good things, too.
And I was a contender.
Yeah.
I was in contention. I was in second place 2 weeks ago in this league.
Yeah, and I'm nowhere to be found in this league. And I've got Matty Ice.
Five quarterbacks, and none of them are going to see the field.
I wish I could give you my quarterback. I'd love to give you Matt Ryan.
It's just the way it is. Doug and Daddy Show live from Arlington, Texas, side of the Week 12 championship game, Nebraska and Oklahoma. Coming up still in this extended show, 11-1 today, 11-1 tomorrow, noon to 2 and 2:30 when we switch it over to the Husker coverage on the Breeze on Saturday. Joe Brockmeyer is going to join us. Of course, Aurora Husky graduate, done so many great things, went to Nebraska to play baseball and then ended up playing football and caught in the game and contributed on senior day last Friday against Colorado. He will join us, plus Barry Trammell of the Oklahoman, coming up in the second hour of the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Big O Tires. In addition to high-quality Big O brand tires, Big O carries a broad selection of competitively priced tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Dunlop, Yokohama, and others. Plus, if you have an unusual size or tire application, they can always get it for you with a special order. And at Big O Tires, there's never long waits. With their express lane service, we can usually mount and balance your tires 30 minutes or less.
Well, it's like a pit crew up there. Tire off.
So what they're saying is they can mount and balance in 30 minutes or less.
That's what they say.
Something you're familiar with. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Lots of products that you hear advertise under-deliver, not P90X. You get into phenomenal shape. Take it from me. It's not only a way to lose a ton of weight, but it's also had an impact on my overall health. My energy is up. I'm leaner. The diet book is great. It's the real deal. If the last time you looked at a picture of yourself and said, man, the camera really does add 10 pounds, guess what? It's not the camera, buddy. Get serious about your body. Get serious about your health. If not for you, for those around you. P90X. Call 800-301-7909 or visit ESPNradio.com/Colin and you'll receive a full 90-day guarantee of satisfaction. Use it the entire 90 days. If you're not blown away, get your money back. Call 1-800-301-7909. That's 1-800-301-7909. Or go to ESPNradio.com/Colin. ESPNradio.com/Colin. P90X. It's the real deal.
The high school basketball season tips off this week, and we've got you covered on our network of stations beginning Thursday. On KHAS, 1230 a.m., the Hastings High girls and boys open up at home against Seward, tip-off at 6. And on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, Kearney Catholic travels to Sandy Creek, tipping off at 6. On Friday, it will be Holdridge at Adams Central, here at 1230 a.m., KHAS, tipping off at 6 o'clock. The high school basketball season starts this week right here and on ESPNSuperstation.com.
When it comes to the latest in hoops, you found basketball's Supreme Court.
Can't attack, only three. Have to rise up and shoot one and nails it.
Shanley with a right hand.
To his right side of the wing. Open jump shot away.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with high temperatures around 46. Northwest winds will also stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. That will stay partly cloudy tonight with a low near 24. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are live for the Big 12 championship game coming up Saturday as part of our coverage from Arlington, Texas. And don't forget all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Stop by for $2 doubles with bacon for just $3 or check out the original chicken sandwich. Right now you can buy one and get one free and there's no limit. So, Daddy, that means you can buy three and get three free.
That's right. You buy 20?
20 free. That'll take care of the kids before you, when you finish off the game tonight, feed the whole team. The new Chicken Club has bacon, tomato, and also buy one, get one free. Broadcasting live here today from Arlington, Texas. And, Daddy, as we said, the Hastings women's soccer team is playing in the national quarterfinals. They are scoreless with just under 14 minutes to go in the first half against William Carey University. Hastings and William Carey scoreless with about 13 minutes to go in the first half. The preseason high school basketball rankings came out today in the Lincoln Journal Star and the Omaha World Herald. We'll start with Stuart Pospisil, the prep sports editor, who has Omaha Bryan number one in Class A, and he has got Grand Island ranked eighth in Class B. South Sioux City is number one. There are no area teams that are mentioned in Class B from our area in the top ten. Now, of course, there's not a ton of those teams to begin with, but nobody? Somebody's got to get to state, right?
Well, you would think so, yeah. Somebody's got to emerge.
Aurora, the Lincoln Journal Star, is listed as a contender in Class B. In Class C1, here's probably the biggest difference between the Omaha Stu Pospisil and the Lincoln with Riley Jane Hamilton. Is Stu has put Hastings St. Cecilia, the two-time defending champion, at number one. Riley Jane has put Norfolk Catholic at number one. Both have Grand Island Central Catholic at number two. So once again, the Centennial Conference is going to be stacked. Pierce is number four, Minden sixth, Kearney Catholic ninth, according to Stu Pospisil.
Yeah, a lot of area teams there that they're going to meet each other during the year and play that one out on the court. That'll be exciting to watch that battle in C1.
Ravenna is number one in C2, and I don't think there's any surprise there.
No, I think you look at the young Baronic coming back for that team under Coach Baronic's leadership. By the way, great game, Drake, last night, 10 points for the Huskers. Ravenna's going to play awfully well. Defense shuts down a lot of teams. And, you know, judging by the rest of the rankings, maybe not a lot of area teams that they're going to see, they're going to be ranked.
Sutton third, and Donovan Trumbull, who is trying to get things turned around under Dave Ullman, sub-500, but Stu has him ranked 10th, so they're on the come here a little bit. And Overton, the state runner-up last year, preseason number one in D1, Daddy, in both papers.
Well, they've got a lot of talent back. We'll see how the Olmstead's elbow responds to playing basketball, but Jacob Jensen's going to be a good player for Overton. And they've got quality athletes up and down that lineup. They proved that in the football season. Let's see how it translates to the basketball court.
Well, that's one of the things. I believe Riley Jane in her top 10 said nine of those schools were into the football playoffs this year, and we'll have to try and get things turned around. So D1 could be one of those deals where you see some of these teams start off a little slow, but by the time we get to the conference tournament and into the district and state tournaments, they're right back where they belong. Axtell is ranked eighth in D1, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. Of course, new coach there with Coach Heinrichs moving over to Wilcox-Hildreth to take over his daughter's girls program, so we'll see how that goes. And in D2, Hampton is ranked number one in the Omaha paper, Giltner in the Lincoln, and they're just flip-flopped in those two. Sargent fourth in Omaha, Loomis is ranked in the top 10 in both, and Eustace Farnham is ranked in the top 10 in the Lincoln paper.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how many healthy players start this basketball season for Loomis. Of course, so many injuries in the football season there towards the end, I think really contributed to their demise, although I think Mullen is a much better team than Loomis was at the end of that. But we'll see how many players they get up and healthy at the end of Christmas, I think.
Here's the deal. Just taking a look, we talked about the girls yesterday, the boys today. Just taking a look, Kearney High is mentioned as a contender, but Tyler Shields is probably going to have to carry this basketball team. They get started today at Hayes, Kansas, in the tournament there. For Kearney Catholic, their boys are ranked. You go to Hastings, Adams Central, they've switched over coaches there. They're not ranked, but again, a lot of talent lost off last year's team. Can they bounce back? Hastings High, can they use some of the success from the fall sports into the winter sports for both basketball and wrestling? And then St. Cecilia, two-time defending champion, ranked number one and number five in the two papers, respectively. You go to Grand Island, senior high's ranked. Central Catholic's number two. Northwest, they're the team right now that, again, they're trying to get things turned around a little bit.
Yeah, you know, but it's an exciting time of the year, and I think, you know, and then between Hastings, you mentioned Donovan Trumbull with Dave Ullman, the old Grand Island coach there, trying to turn things around. But, you know, once again, the football season had to do them some good, get some of those kids to contribute, and it should be exciting, exciting fall as we get underway here about today.
Well, when we come back, Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman, Joe Brockmeyer from Aurora, the Husker wide receiver, is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's all coming up after this timeout.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.